Lord, our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 5, in verse 3. I'd like to call your attention to the last four words of that verse. I will look up. I will look up. To gather the context of those words, we'll begin in verse 1. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. This is a psalm of David and also a prayer. Notice the oath taken before God, the solemn oath. If you will promise before the Lord that he will hear your voice every morning, this is an honorable thing. But be sure to do it. For God is not mocked. I will look up. I will look up. If you get nothing else out of this sermon this morning, I pray that those words will be ringing through your head throughout the coming week, as they did mine as I meditated upon them. I will look up. First, I will look up in prayer. Secondly, I will look up for the answer to prayer. And third, I will look up is a fitting slogan in all things for the Christian. I will look up in prayer. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Time spent with the Lord in prayer is time spent well. All manner of difficulties are upon us, and each day seems to bring a fresh supply of difficulties. For as it is written, man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. This is a true saying. When the difficulties come, what is your response? Is it, I will worry myself sick? Or is it, I will look up? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Worrying, analyzing problems. Problems that haven't even happened yet and probably won't is not a waste of time. The outcome of your situation is always in the Lord's hands. Have you any ambitions in this life? Have you any hopes? Have you any plans? The outcome is always in the Lord's hands. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And again, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Meditations from the 16th Proverb. You want to take a guess what day I prepared this sermon? The 16th. It's a good habit of many of the saints to read one proverb for each day of the month, the days of the month corresponding to the number of proverbs in that book, there being 31. Don't sweat the extra work. You might have to read an extra proverb or two on the short months. You'll be the better for it. I promise you that. When the storms come, will you say with David, I will look up? Many of the Psalms have a note at the beginning which speak of the difficult circumstances that surrounded the time in which they are penned. When there is calm on the horizon, will you forsake complacency, which breeds what? Self-sufficiency, which breeds what? A brand of self-righteousness. Will you forsake these things and say with David, I will look up. I will look up and behold the Lord Jesus, the most faithful of friends, who loves at all times and sticks closer than a brother. Consider the words of the eminent Christian, Joseph Scriven. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Yeah. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. I will look up for the answer to prayer. I will look up for the answer to prayer. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. Have you any need, a sorrow that you need help bearing? Lift up your eyes to the hills over yonder, just approaching that celestial city, from whence comes your help, friend. Now, if I were to ask you for help moving all of these things here to the back of the church, I shouldn't ask you and then turn my back and go wander off into some other place. I'll wait for you to say, well, yes, I can do that. Or, no, I'm not able for such and such a reason. Or not now. I think it might be a little wiser to wait until the end of the service. Oh, gee, I didn't think of that. But the point here is that if I had asked you for help moving these things, I would wait for a response. I wouldn't simply ask for help, make the request, and not expect an answer. Why then? Surely it is perfectly reasonable to expect an answer from the Lord when we make a request of Him. As our brother read this morning, our God is a very present help in trouble. He's not only a help in the past, He's not only promised to be a help in the future, but He's a help in the present. And He knows your case. He knows your circumstance. He knows what you need better than you do. All you need to do is ask. Now, what determines the answer we shall receive to a particular prayer? What determines God's response? There are many places in Scripture where God promises that if you ask something in His name, that He will do it. There are many other places in Scripture where the Lord promises that He will do it according to His will. And so when we find these promises, God isn't just a genie in the bottle, but He is a God who will answer prayer, who will do it according to His will. When we put those two things together in order to get a totality of the teaching on the subject. In what circumstances will the answer to our prayers be no? Sometimes we ask God for something, and the answer is a flat no. Why is this? I'll give you three reasons from Scripture. The first is that in the words of James, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. Because you're asking out of a selfish motive. Because it's a want and not a need. And this want does not glorify God, and it's not good for you spiritually. And so the Lord does us a favor and doesn't give us that thing. A second reason for a no answer to prayer from the Scriptures can be illustrated by the following passage, which I'll read to you. These are the words written by the Apostle Paul. Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, and we can't say for sure what this thing is. Some have speculated that it was some infirmity of the eyes that the apostle had. Others have speculated that it had something to do with his concern for the churches or a particular church. We really don't know, but concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. So here we have the Apostle Paul, the man of God, pleading with God that this thorn of flesh, the thorn in the flesh, whatever it is, might be removed. And here's the answer. God says no. And He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities than that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Why? Why does Paul rejoice in these things? For when I am weak, then I am strong. In other words, for when I am weak in the flesh, I am strong in the spirit. So sometimes the answer to prayer is no, because God wants to strengthen and grow our faith, and because God's purpose is to be glorified in our weakness. How many times have we suffered through something in our lives, never knowing why? Perhaps over the passage of time, the Lord finally saw fit to answer the prayer in the affirmative and remove that thing far from us. Perhaps we're still struggling with the same thing. And the answer is a no, or not yet. It remains to be seen. But God has been able to use us to help others struggling with the very same issue.